work.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
All day. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure. People take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Serious. Seriously?
It's Friday. Friday. It's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
I'm having a me party. I'll party by myself.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm having a me party. No, I'm having an us party. It is definitely an us party. It's a we the people party. Happy Friday. Do you believe it? We made it through another week. And it just keeps flying. That's why people need to get involved now. Every day just seems to keep going by faster, faster, and faster. Well, except for some people, time is just slowing down. Didn't know if you had heard this, but Joe Biden has announced he will cancel all remaining border wall projects in Texas. At the same time, the Biden regime is constructing new facilities in Tajikistan to secure its border with Afghanistan. Think about that for a few minutes. Try to find the video of the workings of the southern border with all the metal plates for the wall. Just sitting there. Doing nothing to protect this country. That's the Biden regime. That's how he, I believe, is committing treason, because he does everything he can to not protect this country. Today's poll question brought to you by our friends over at Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. You got to have a truck. I love trucks. Everybody at some point needs to haul something. It's just the way it is. So today's poll question, will you become more involved in the 2022 primary election? Yes or no? Or there's an election? I'm talking really involved. I'm talking become part of the precinct strategy that is being put together to get more people actively, not just involved, actively involved. Making phone calls, talking to your neighbors, making a difference. Because it really is easy. And we, the people, are taking back the Republican Party. So it is more important than ever for people who have been disenfranchised, that have changed their political affiliation to independent or libertarian or nonpartisan, to come back and be a part of the change. We need you to be a part of the change of We the People. And at the Reclaim Nevada Festival, you can not only check out the booth for the precinct strategy for the Washoe County Republican Party, but you can also stop by the election integrity booth and register as a Republican voter. Because we've seen what the Democrats do. We've seen it firsthand. Yesterday's poll question, does the public have a right to know when a member of a public official's family is caught driving the wrong direction on a roadway, has an accident, can't even blow the test, has to get a blood test, arrested for DUI. 64% of those participating, this is probably one of the highest participations we've had in a month, 64% said yes. So I find it interesting, this is a fascinating email that was sent actually to my boss, and he forwarded on to me. So thank you, Jerry. Jerry's not around to say anything because he's a new grandpa. And Christy, who works in our office, is a new grandma. So I just love it. Conservative babies being born here in Northern Nevada. Please don't use my name. I won't use your name, but thank you for the email. Yes, the public should be made aware when the family member of a public official is arrested. As a former local law enforcement officer, I can tell you how many times, or I can't tell you how many times, a government official, their family member, or someone perceived as important, you get the little air quotes in there, important in the community is treated differently from the time of the arrest through sentencing than the general public. I've seen huge amounts of trouble gone to in order to actually to keep these things quiet. Justice, punishment are not equal to that of the general public. Making this public is a way to ensure accountability and transparency. So, to Bob Lucy, to the county manager, to members of the Sparks Police Department, to DAs, not cool. Not cool at all. And people will remember this. And if they forget, I'll make sure I remind them. Especially for a certain commissioner who has no problem seeming to cover this up that is running for re-election. So let's put it this way. How do you fight back? Even though we call it a fight, there's no violence involved. Like Monday. Monday is a national walkout, national keep your kids home from school day. Monday the 18th. Because money, say follow the money all the time, money is a powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing. And even keeping as many kids as we can home from school for one day will cost the Washoe County School District, all school districts, more money than you and I will ever make in a lifetime. Just throwing it out there for you. The school districts get more money than any other department. And yet, we're still failing the kids. Why is that? TransparentNevada.com. That's a good start to check it out. So think about that. Parents, grandparents, guardians. If you want to make a difference, you've got to do it the peaceful way. And you hit them in the wallet. For all of those state workers, hospital workers, anybody else whose job is being threatened, that you're going to be fired if you don't do this. We saw it start with healthcare workers that said no. Thousands upon thousands, I think the last count, of course that was last week, was 78,000 healthcare workers across this country have walked off their jobs. We have hospitals that are shutting down wings of the hospital. Yeah, they keep screaming, oh, we're overrun, we can't function. Yeah, because you're requiring something that is unconstitutional. People believe in the Constitution. Well, people who live by it not necessarily those who are supposed to be enforcing the laws. We, the people, live by it, not the politicians. Doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. I want to give you a little bit of hope, though. Trains 465 and 416 departing on 1010 canceled due to unforeseen crew issues. Alternate transportation will be provided. This was sent out by Amtrak Northeast. Never have I seen anything like this. Staffing shortages cancel over 140 ferry sailings on Friday. More than 2,000 flights canceled by Southwest Airlines. So whether they call it unforeseen crew issues, weather conditions, know that that's just a bunch of BS. It's people coming together and walking off the job. Jobs that they love. Jobs that they've worked their entire lives to become what they are, where they are in life. Willing to give it up. To give it up to protect their rights. We can peacefully shut this entire country down if more people felt that their rights and other people's rights were worth it. We can do this. We can get this country opened back up instantaneously when we just stick together. Start talking to your neighbors. Start talking to your family, your friends, your coworkers. Make it happen before others take things into their own hands. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Facebook says it will no longer allow degrading, sexualized images of celebrities. But how else can I connect with my fans? Replied Britney Spears. Justin Bieber's new video is called Ghost, which is perfect for today's MTV because the video is non-existent. Tito Jackson is 68 today. He's working on a new solo album that will be released in never. Ever wondered how to make your jack-o'-lantern last longer? Some ideas are putting baking soda in it, spraying it with bleach and water, or thinking about baseball. And today is National Bosses Day and National Grouch Day. It's like having two national days to honor bosses. This is not headline news.
So looking forward to the weekend. Yes, I'm going to be working my tail off for the Reclaim Nevada Festival Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday is set up, and that I think that's going to be just as tough as Sunday when the actual festival takes place. 11 to 4, hope I see you there. It's sad how long it takes for the truth to come out. This is a story coming out of the Gateway Pundit. This is back from yesterday. Air Force reveals five Afghans attempted to hijack flight from Kabul during chaotic August airlift. Isn't that interesting? The Taliban allowed the ISIS bomber, later identified as Abdul Rehman, to get through the perimeter. He was not able to get through the inside perimeter, though. He was outside the gate when he detonated his explosive vest that took out 13 Americans and wounded, seriously wounded, another 18. So that's on the national news. That gets pushed out. We see it happen. What we don't see is the vetting of the Afghans being flown into this country. What we don't see are five Afghans attempting to hijack one of the flights. This is information that just leaks out and finally gets to you. Imagine the things that are still kept secret. Kind of like Walgreens announcing the closure of five stores in Democrat strongholds. So Democrat strongholds are something that I see as people who are being oppressed, people who are being kept in poverty. So what is Walgreens doing? They're closing five stores. Why? Just to be mean? No. Because of the rampant crime. The shelves being cleared off into garbage bags daily. And people just walking out. They don't even run anymore. They don't even hide it. Remember when shoplifting used to be a crime? Yeah. Kids were scared to death because they got caught swiping a piece of candy, a candy bar, stuck it in their pocket. Didn't realize they were on camera and someone was watching them. I'm sure that at some point Walgreens is going to be called racist for some reason or another. But again, I want to bring hope to people that people are standing up against all of this. Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Union, otherwise known as SMART, has 203,000 members. They are announcing they are standing against forced vaccines. Boy, that's a union. I thought Biden pretty much had all the union support. I thought Biden was a man of the people. Stay strong. I know it's upsetting to be threatened with your job, with your career, whether it be because you have to take care of your family or because it's what you love to do. You've always wanted to become a nurse. You've always wanted to help people. You've always wanted to become an educator. You've always wanted to be in law enforcement. Be a part of the Department of Corrections. So many people in those positions that have been there for decades. Now being told they're not going to get their benefits. They're not going to get their pension. They're not going to get health care if they don't get this shot. The Constitution is on our side. Stay strong. There are companies out there that are finally backing down. There are corporations that are backing down. Because when you have a rule, a mandate that is not law, and actually, we can't even find a signed executive order for a mandate. We win. We just have to take the time to find the information that we need. And it's coming out finally. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today because today is Friday. I know a lot of people just want to go out and have fun and relax and not think about the world on the weekend. You want to look at the weather and maybe take a hike or a bike ride, go out on the mountain trails. But Sunday is very important. And I'll get to that in just a second. Today's poll question, though, brought to you by our friends over at Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. So as we look at today's poll question, it's something that I hope you're seriously thinking about. Because it's not just becoming poll watchers. It's not just voting. It's actually being involved, meeting new people. I've met so many, oh my gosh, so many amazing people that I wouldn't have known had I not gotten involved in the Republican Party. I mean, I've only seriously been involved for probably 5 years now. I mean, before that, it was just, you know, I would go to events and, you know, say hi to people, but seriously involved for about 5 to 6 years. So much so, the first vice president of Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. Which, by the way, our dinner at the end of the month is going to be phenomenal. Last Wednesday of the month, our guest speaker is Dr. Bruce Fong, to give us the latest on ivermectin and the BS behind trying to discredit it. I mean, it's, don't know if you saw it, but Joe Rogan had Dr. Sanjay Gupta on with him the other day from CNN, their medical analyst, and boy, did he just, he didn't even roast him or anything. He just kept asking the same question. Are you upset? Are you embarrassed? Are you anything that CNN lied about him taking a horse dewormer? And he just, Gooped, just kept laughing it off. It just shows. This is why we have to be more involved. Yesterday's poll question, does the public have the right to know when a member of a public official's family is caught driving the wrong direction on a roadway, has an accident, blows .30, is arrested for DUI, and then that's pled down to reckless driving? 64% of those participating in the poll said yes. And I'm getting emails from a lot of former law enforcement that are saying they voted yes because they're tired of the BS as well. I have got officers from Reno, from Sparks. I've got deputies from Washoe County, all wanting to come forward and tell us what's really going on behind the scenes. And they can't. And they won't. Because it puts their positions, their pensions in jeopardy. And that's heartbreaking. So that means everywhere basically around you, the things that you pay for, the services you pay for, you're being lied to, you're being misled, maybe even mistreated. And we're paying for it. Kind of sounds like what the government's doing to us, don't you think? Yeah. Well, I want to talk about something happy. Something that I absolutely love. And that is animals. Animals, kids, seniors, those are veterans. Those are my fourth favorite subjects. So right now, we're going to give you an update on Riot, the little Rottweiler who is having his back knees replaced because, well, he had a condition and they were let go too long. He was going to be euthanized, but he was saved by some incredible people. One of those people joining us right now, his caretaker, the gentleman who takes him home and gets to live with all of his riotous activity, Michael from Positively Pets joins us right now. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Who's that in the background?
That's him.
Just having fun. Mayday. Having fun with all the others.
He's doing so great. I can't even tell you.
So how is he doing? What's going on with him?
He's good. We got the one leg fixed a couple of weeks ago. And then his second leg is scheduled for right after Christmas. But every day he feels so much better. He's so funny. So when he had the surgery 2 weeks ago, you know, when dogs are coming out of surgery, they can get really cold. And I have these two really, like I have a University of Nevada blanket, you know, like the fuzzy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one that I laid on the floor on his bed, and he was all cuddled up and snuggled in them. Well, ever since then, he won't let me put those blankets away because now he likes to play with them. So I'm trying to watch football the other day, and I keep seeing this thing out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what in the heck is going on? He gets this little fuzzy blanket that he's been loving on for the last 2 weeks and throws them in the air and runs underneath them. And then he shakes his head back and forth until just his face is out and then looks at you. It looks like Little Red Riding Hood. It is so funny. So then I find myself watching him, not watching the TV. It is the funniest thing ever. And I say, you know, the more he feels better, the more of a pain in the butt he is to live with. But he's so worth it.
That is so. And to think this little angel, Riot, because he is a riot.
He is was aptly named, I can tell you.
Was going to be euthanized because somebody couldn't handle this is just it's just a shame that people think that way in the world. But Michael, we're still actually raising money as well for that second surgery. We got the first one taken care of, and now we're still looking at what, another $5,000 to get that other knee taken care of.
Roughly, yeah, $4,500 to $5,000. Yeah, we have a little bit, you know, that we had left over from the first surgery, but we still got a ways to go.
So
we have until December 27th.
How can people donate?
Scheduled for. You can come into Positively Pets at 197 Demonte Ranch Parkway. And actually, you can come in anytime just to see Riot. You can come in to play with them or pet them or just to hang out with them or just to meet them, you know. Or you can go to Riot Randolph on PayPal.
GoFundMe?
GoFundMe. Yeah. You can do it there. So there's a couple of ways. A lot of people just come into the store so they can meet him and play with them and pet him. And I always think that way is the best. That way you get to see the life that you're saving, you know?
Yeah. And for people that didn't go by the address, that's actually the Southtown Walmart Shopping Center. And Positively Pets is right behind the Jack in the Box there. Plenty of parking, so bring the kids because he loves kids too. And then being a fabulous pet boutique where I buy my pet food.
it's right next door to Learning Express.
Yeah, so you can, you know, check out Learning Express for the kids and then go in and get your other kids that, you know, we don't talk about because they'll make your real kids jealous, you know, our fur babies out there.
Right.
You can go in and get them some toys too and just, you know, make an hour or so out of it. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us Riot's story. And it feels good to be a part of something so positive and so wonderful.
You know, people have really stepped up to help Riot, and that really just touches my heart.
Well, I don't mean to break your heart.
People surprise me at times.
I don't mean to break your heart, but what's going to happen to Riot when he's all healed? Is he going to be put up for adoption? Who's going to take on the task of taking care of him?
We haven't jumped off that bridge yet. Right now, you know, I said from the beginning, if if I can't find the perfect home in my heart where I know they're going to take care of him and not bounce him around again and give him what he needs, then he'll stay with me. But if I find that special home that just can't be without him and that's what's best for him, I'll let him go.
That's
so he may be available for adoption. It's just whatever's best for him at this point.
I love the sound of that. I wish more people would treat children and animals and seniors with that mindset. What's best for them?
Women, children, seniors, and animals. You know, you just can't abuse any of them.
Exactly. There's a special place in hell for those who do. Michael, thank you so Absolutely. Much for joining me again. That's Positively Pets in the Walmart Southtown Shopping Center down there off of Del Monte Ranch. You definitely want to stop in and say hi because he'll put a smile on your face. So will Michael, too. He's pretty darn funny, and he'll carry everything out for you. So that's the best part.
Monica, thank you so much for all your help. You're the best.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate everything. Bye-bye. All right. 92. Yeah, you know, we got to let the dogs out. We all have to have fun, and they bring joy to us. Some people have cats, some people have dogs, some people have both. Our pets bring joy. It's the Monica Jay Show, bringing you frustration because, well, I have to bring you the stories that nobody else brings you. Like the fact that, oh, I know you know this, but COVID relief funds deployed for communist takeover of America's entire economy and labor pool. We're going to wrap up the show with that.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's easy to do, 923fmtalk.com. Thanks for visiting the pages, and make sure you go over to my webpage through the schedule. Just click on Monica J there, and it'll bring you a whole lot of the stories that I bring you daily of what's going on, the stories that are being buried and not covered in the mainstream media, including this one as we wrap up the program today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states require full compliance with Biden vax mandates. Counties can use money to bankrupt and replace local businesses. We're seeing that here in Nevada. Why do you think that the Sisolak regime is sitting on billions of dollars? It's to make sure they get compliance. Because that money comes with a mandatory vaccine requirement. Counties and cities can use federal funds to displace private sector businesses, which is the top priority when communism takes over. You get rid of private industry, and then you have government services. The government is way too big as it is. It is not supposed to be dealing in charity. It is not supposed to be dealing in education. It is not supposed to be dealing in health care. And yet we've let it go this far. So local communities that depend on federal money are going to be plunged into panic, destitution, and chaos. Let's take Texas as an example. They're about to distribute over $16 billion in federal funds to local cities and counties. It's a trap. Counties, cities, schools, even businesses. Because anyone who accepts these funds will be contractually obligated to push vaccine mandates for all employees, contractors, and subcontractors. And it's interesting because I've seen a number of companies that have come forward and now said it's not just the employee, that the employee's spouse and living family members or family members living in the home will also be mandated for that particular employee to retain their job. It's pretty ridiculous. But all you have to do is follow the money trail. I'll post this story on my webpage. You can also find it at naturalnews.com. That's one of the sites that I follow, and it's a very good site. A lot of research there. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking part in the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Will you become more involved in the 2022 primary election? I want to hold you to this. Now more than ever, we need to get people involved in the Republican Party because we, the people, are taking it back. And that's been the goal the whole time. That's what we have to do. Yes, no, or there's an election? Because there are a lot of people who are pretty complacent. They don't know there's an election. Yesterday's poll question, does the public have a right to know when a public official's family member gets into trouble, especially with a DUI? 64% of those participating said yes. Got some great news for all the fans of Larry Elder. He is finally back from his mini vacation of running for governor in the recall election of Gavin Newsom. He will be back on Monday, 5 p.m. So Monday the 18th, 5 p.m. And he will be back. The Sage will be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So speaking of something else on Monday, there is a peaceful keep your kids home from school day on Monday. You hit them where it hurts. You hit them in the wallet. But more importantly, I leave you today with the Reclaim Nevada Festival at Dos Amigos Ranch in Washoe Valley, right off of East Lake Boulevard and Douglas. It's at Douglas is the entrance. So trust me, you'll be able to find it. We're going to have plenty of signs out. You can also go to reclaimnevada.com, reclaimnevada.com. And you can see a list of all of the speakers, when they're speaking, what time, even if we can only get you out there for an hour or so. But you'll want to spend more time than that, because something else I hadn't mentioned is we're also going to have shopping. We're going to have fun. It's just going to be a great day here in Northern Nevada, because we chose to have it in Washoe Valley because people are coming up from Minden, Gardnerville, Carson City. They're coming over from Sparks. Coming down from Reno, Sparks. We wanted to have it in a central, private location so we could all get together and talk about what's going on and be honest with each other. We know the greatest crime against humanity has taken place against not only this county, state, country, but the world. And we need to find elected representatives who will stand up and be your voice. Now's the time to talk to them face to face at the Reclaim Nevada Festival, Sunday, 11 to 4. I hope I see you out there. And we're going to have some special treats, giveaways, and it's a family event, which is what we need more of, especially when it comes to politics, because the kids have to understand that we're fighting for them, we're fighting for their future. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Whatever you do this weekend, just love it and enjoy it. It won't be your last. Stay strong. Love you.